Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, but what is this about again?
This is about changes in tobacco regulations and laws and policies. We would love to hear your opinion about that.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yes, I will vote.
The options that we have are definitely vote, probably vote.
Can you repeat that again?
And yes, the options that we have are definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American?
Hispanic or Latino.
Thank you. And what is your age?
I'm 39.
Thank you very much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, with this president, I'm satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is protecting Social Security and Medicare.
I would say that would be a 9.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
I would say a 10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
A 10.
Making housing more affordable.
I would say a 8.
Thank you. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I would say that at 10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve, but I think there could be room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So that would be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I would say somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations used in a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joe Biden.
I would say 80.
Democrats in Congress?
I would say 80.
And the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
FDA?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a 50.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10, once again, if it's the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
Safety, diet, and nutrition?
Mm-hmm.
I would say 7.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Can you repeat that question again?
Yes.
I didn't understand it.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
That'll be a 7.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication.
That'll be a 10.
Thank you. And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
That'll be eight.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
If I support a ban?
Support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
I would say over the age of 21, we'll say...
We do have a scale, yes. We have strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
I will get somewhat support.
Thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I don't support.
The scale is the same. We have strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I would say it won't. Do I have to choose two? I believe it won't affect.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that would bring somewhat more harm or much more harm to your own community?
I would say it would be someone more harm.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first definition is a prohibition, which is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. And the second definition is harm reduction, which is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. So once again, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, prohibition or harm reduction?
Harm reduction.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first situation is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that happening?
I would say someone concerned.
Thank you. The second situation is the loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
I'll say very concerned.
Thank you very much. Now, and I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'd like to read you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
I would say I strongly agree. Would that be a 10?
That would be a 10. 5 is somewhat agree, and 0 is do not agree at all. Any number between 0 and 10?
10.
Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from.
I would say a 10.
Thank you. And the last statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
I would say a 10.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if it didn't, or if it did, we have to make this next few battery of questions just to make sure where we are on the scale. The first one is, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
If I support that ban, no.
So that would be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I would say somewhat opposed.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
If I suppose, no.
So that would be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I would say somewhat opposed.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
It brings more harm.
And is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
I would say somewhat more harm.
Thank you. And would you be less, I'm sorry, would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
I will like oppose.
And is that somewhat less willing to vote for a candidate or much less willing to vote for a candidate who supports these bans?
Yeah, I say much willingness.
Much less willing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Coffee, yes or no?
Coffee, yes.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Tobacco products, no.
Beer?
Beer, yes.
Wine?
Yes.
Smokeless tobaccos such as Deep or Chew? Yes. Smokeless.
I lost you for a minute.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew, yes or no?
No.
Cigars?
Nope.
Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
What was that?
Oral nicotine pouches.
Oh, no.
Soda or soda pops?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Maybe, yeah.
Thank you. And cigarettes?
Nope.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I went to a bachelor degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I got both, small and one is 21.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I would say upper middle class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Not no more.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. And we conclude the participation. So the survey, I'm sorry. So we thank you very much for your participation, sir. You've been very kind.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.